Live here at Gillette Stadium, Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI. It's a Patriots Monday. We continue to talk Patriots football with Patriots. Danny Woodhead stops by our studios here at Gillette Stadium. A little bit different training camp for you this year than where we were last year.
You know, there's a lot of things that are a little bit different from from last year. I'm obviously on a different team, so that makes things a little bit different.
You know, what was that like last year? Because we all know Hard Knocks. You know,
I still watch Hard Knocks.
You still watch it, by the way, because it's still on the network.
I've honestly never really watched it. I didn't even. One episode last year, maybe.
You were the star of Hard Knocks. You and Mike Westhoff and the Tannenbaum trying to get Revis signed. But you were the star. As Patriot fans, we're sitting there saying, "This guy's great." You didn't watch that?
No, I watched one episode. I think it was the last episode, maybe, because then I hadn't been cut at the time, and then I.
Watch the episode where you get cut. And you're like, I don't want to watch. What was that like, though, walking around the training camp and having the cameras in there? Did you guys even notice them?
Oh yeah, for the first week, it was kind of weird, different. Yeah. But after a while, you didn't notice it. But at the beginning, it was definitely an adjustment. But you're trying to keep your job and stay on the team. So after a while, the cameras didn't bother you.
So it is a lot different this year. Like you said, you're in that situation last year with the Jets. You got cameras everywhere. You're fighting for a job on the roster. The Patriots pick you up, and you come into camp this year, more of a proven guy, and one of the guys here, Joaquin. How is that different feeling for you?
I don't really have a different feeling because I've approached every season, with this being my fourth, every season the same. Mm-hmm. And that's coming to work every day and trying to get better and not worrying about the outside stuff. And that's something that I don't think will ever change, whether it be my fourth training camp or my, 10th training camp. Mm-hmm. I'm going to approach things the same every single year.
You talk about coming in here last year, being signed, and then immediately fitting into this offense. Was there a point where you sort of get it down? It sounds like this is an offense that's hard to get right away, that it takes a while. How long was that process for you coming from the Jet system and ending up here in New England and finally feeling comfortable?
Even though I had a whole season last year, I mean, there's plenty of things I want to get better at. Hmm. And, whether it be not knowing just my, my position, but the other stuff, whether it be the receivers. So, you can see the big picture. Is it a tough offense? Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL, and those 3 days before that first Buffalo game was a rough one. But it's a process, and it's something I'm trying to do now, and something that I'll continue to do is try to know the offense better, and know everyone else around me too.
Did you start to notice your popularity kind of growing around this town? I mean, we, as Boston fans, I mean, it was like Brad Marchand with the Bruins, Dustin Pedroia with the Red Sox, and then it was Danny Woodhead with the Patriots. Did you run into fans and start to notice that?
There were some people that started noticing me. I mean, when I was
saw the commercial.
When I was a salesman, people didn't notice me as much. But it's not something that I think about too much. I'm not a very big guy, so people aren't going to think I'm a football player. Mm-hmm. But I did notice some, but not too much. I'm just your regular guy.
A regular guy is part of a very interesting running back committee here. It seems like you've got a group of guys who are able to have certain things they can do on the field. Do you feel like it's a I don't mean committee, but it's a group of working parts, and you guys are all a part of the running game here in New England?
Oh, we got a great room. Everyone works together. It's about us together. It's not about yourself. We don't have any individuals in there, and I think that's the greatest thing about our running back room. We got a great coach in Coach Fears, and we're in this together. It's not one person that's worried about theirself. It's a unit thing. So it's been a great running back room to come into as of last year, and I think it's something that will continue like that.
A couple of the new young guys. Shane Vereen hasn't been out there that often, but Ridley, what he showed on Thursday night, I was actually surprised. He kind of came in labeled as this bruiser kind of a guy, and you see him catching the ball out of the backfield. It looks like that versatility will help. What have you seen from these two rookies so far here in camp?
Like I said, the whole room works hard.
Yeah.
And That's something that they've came in and done also, and Richard Medlin also, another rookie. Hmm. Everyone, what we try to pride ourselves on is knowing what to do in the offense and working hard and doing our best every play. And I think that's something that hopefully, you know, some of the younger guys coming in have seen from the other running backs, and hopefully that's something that we'll continue to do all together.
It seems like quite a contrast from the guys that you've come from. Rex Ryan up in New York, who I love. I think is great for the game. He's outspoken. He's sincere. He's consistent. To Bill Belichick. Now, we portray him as the media. You know, he's quiet. He doesn't give anything up. But your time, we just looked up at Mark Sanchez saying he had a quote on ESPN saying, last year at one point I wanted to fight this guy. He's too brutally honest. Did you appreciate Rex Ryan and the motivation, the kind of what he brought to a team last year?
Honestly, that's the past. I don't dwell on that. Mm-hmm. It's not something I think about. People always ask if there's a big difference from one coach to another coach. I mean, it's the NFL. Everyone has different styles or whatever it may be. But, you know, I'm very happy to be here, and, you know, playing for a coach like Coach Belichick is an opportunity that I was able to get and totally jumped at it.
We talked to Dion and Dan about this offense and just having all the offensive line back, having a guy like Tom Brady. Is that a comfort level for you? There's different things you've got to do in the backfield. Is there a good communication level there, knowing you've worked with these five offensive linemen and the quarterback now for a year plus?
I think it may be a little more comforting than coming in last year and having 3 days before my first game. Definitely more comforting than that. But you know, the more that you work together, the more confidence you'll have in other people, and more than anything, knowing what they're gonna do, whether it be the linemen, mm-hmm. the quarterbacks, or the receivers, and how everyone, you know, does their thing. It does help, you know, when you have a little bit of unity like that.
Now, I'm looking at you now, and I'm wondering if you're getting your sleep, because on Saturday you had a little addition to the Woodhead family, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, little girl Gia?
Little girl Gia, and I've been able to get sleep still. you know, from seeing her and my wife and still working, things have been maybe a little bit more tightly packed, but, you know, that's just part of life.
How was this offseason different from you? For you, as far as last year's, you know, the lockout, were you able mm-hmm. to do some of those things, you know, that you were in the past?
You know, it's completely different because you're not in the organized workouts or the practices, the OTAs, mm-hmm. mini camps. So things are different, but you know, the thing that I looked at is I'm a professional football player, and you know, my profession is to play football, so whatever I do in the off season, I mean, that's my responsibility to make sure I'm ready to go once, you know, we got the call. So that was my approach the whole season, or the whole off season, was no matter what happens, just try to be ready. But you know, other than that, I really don't look back on it too much. Just it's kind of far in the past and more looking towards the here and now.
Well, you didn't watch Hard Knocks. How did you keep up at all during this offseason with the news of the lockout? You know, as football fans, we're going to Pro Football Talk every day, Danny. We're saying, when are we going to start this league? We're going to play fantasy football. What time is this thing going to get going here? Well, how did you get your lockout news this past offseason?
You know, looking into the media, every once in a while I do that, but you can only take, as the lockout grew on, I mean, you can only take so much from everything, and my approach was just to do what I do, and everything else will work itself out. But it wasn't really something I was too worried about. It was more something that I'm just going to try to stay ready, and you know, stay ready so I can be ready for training camp.
So you never
right
got
now.
You never got to that point and said, "What if there's no football here?" I mean, you never got thinking negatively like that.
I honestly just looked at, you know, what was happening in the here and now at the time, kind of like, you know, how I'm doing it now. Not looking too far ahead, not looking far behind at all.
Now, a lot of people looking back, Tom talked about this morning, that New York, the Jets game, the playoff game. Mm-hmm. You were highly involved in that, a lot of carries in that game. How was that as far as going in the off season? Is that something that you spent some time thinking about and then put it in a rearview mirror and help you motivate a little bit more this off season?
I mean, it was the last game, so it was obviously something that was thought about. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, no. I mean, that's not that's not my focus right now. I'm more so focused on sounds kind of funny, but the next just the next practice. I'm not worried about anything further than that. Maybe the meetings after that, and that's just my approach. Is kind of the here and now, and just staying ready for whatever's happening right now.
We appreciate it, man. It's gonna be fun to talk some football this year. Glad this lockout's over. I can't believe you didn't watch. Did other Jet players watch Hard Knocks? Did they?
Oh yeah, there are people that watched it. I wasn't too interested in it.
You were the star of the thing.
I don't know about star.
You're the star.
I don't know about
Hard
star.
Knocks. You're not watching it. You had
not quite.
That's amazing to me. I watch it every day. Unbelievable. Danny, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Danny Woodhead hanging out. Congratulations to you and your wife on baby Gia born this past weekend. We'll get a top of the hour break, come back, talk some football with you guys at Mutt and Maloney live from Gillette Stadium.